With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out. We're back. It's another week.
Kev.
Sal.
Rel. We are in the building. We have a special guest on the phone.
For the first time.
For the first time. We have Greg Woods from Miami. From Beto Travel. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, man. Thank you. Not even coming. See, I'm so used to having people like actually in front of me. It's so odd. I'm like, thank you for coming. Thank you for taking the time to have a call with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, if you want to just give like our listeners a quick, like a summary, like of your background and who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Greg Wood. I'm 29 years old, graduated from Florida State University. So I'm a Seminole at heart, graduated with a marketing and professional sales degree, came back to Miami where I was born and raised, came into the family business of recycling. I was running the plastic division for family recycling company, did that for 3 years. And then one day, me and my old man, we got into an argument and kind of getting nasty. He basically screamed at me to find my passion and go after it. So basically, I didn't really know what I was, young. I was 24 years old, 23 years old. And I didn't really know what passion meant. What the hell does that mean, passion? Everyone throws this word around, like, find your passion. And for me, the first thing that's associated with passion is happiness. So basically what I did is I got a blank piece of paper and I started asking myself, moments in my life when I was most happy. So, I started writing things like, family, friends, party, nightlife, because I was from the nightlife scene back in Tallahassee. I ran a few nightclubs. Financial stability, marketing, professional sales, just things that I was, that I enjoyed doing. Mm-hmm. And then about 3 or 4 weeks passed, and I couldn't really tie the dots. What I was trying to do was create a business that could incorporate as many of those words, which I later realized were passions, as possible. So basically, fast forward 3 weeks, and one of my best friends gives me a call, and, hey, Greg, I'm trying to put together this bachelor party for Vegas. He's like, I know you don't know the first thing about bachelor parties, but, you're my only friend that has any plug to, like, the nightlife scene because you've been it for so long in Tallahassee. Maybe you know somebody in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I'll try. I'll take a stab at it. I hang up the phone. I open up my laptop to start doing, like, some, preliminary research on Vegas and what there is to do. And I look to my left, and there's that piece of paper with all my passions. So that was when it rang, that bell rang in my head saying, this business incorporates all 10 of those passions that you've written on that piece of paper. And it was, within a couple of days that Fido was incorporated and I launched the business. So the spark was from my old man telling me to find my passion and go after it.
Wow.
how long ago was that?
So that argument was just under 6 years ago, probably 5.5 years ago. And then the first 2 years, So you got to remember, with my business, we're a full-service bachelorette party planning company to 25 destinations, 10 countries. So for the first 2 years, all I did, like, no one even knew about Bido. It didn't even exist. And for the first 2 years, from 23 to 25, I basically just traveled the world to, like, our given destinations now. Wow. And I spoke with vendors on the ground. I'm bilingual, so, you know, I spoke English, Spanish, whatever the hell I had to do to get all of the vendors' information. And, you know, a lot of people, I say vendors, and they're like, what the hell is a vendor? So for us, a vendor is, you know, a nightclub, a local transportation company, a limo provider, a chef, because we provide a lot of chef services in the houses for the guys and for the girls. So all those are vendors. So, you know, I started off with one destination, with Miami, just because I'm born and raised here. It's easy for me. You know, back in when I was 23, 24, now we've got 25 destinations, 10 countries, and we're the largest bachelorette party company in the world, trying to now progress into just group travel. So we're starting to do a lot of family, corporate events, things of that nature. So we're constantly moving.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's
yeah.
a lot. First, congratulations. Yes. That's major. Secondly,
thank you.
So you've been doing this for approximately 5 years now. What? Because it sounds like this is a very like big operation. Like, how? So you say you started in Miami. How did you go about? Like, what were your initial obstacles you had to overcome? Because it sounds like, you know, you had to meet with different vendors. So do you guys like provide like a? Are you like a one stop shop for bachelor parties?
Yeah, I mean we do bachelor and bachelorette parties. Was your question like issues that I had to overcome?
Yeah. So like initial obstacles you had to overcome.
Yeah, of course. You know, like any small business, starting the business is the hardest part. A lot of people that you see on social media, a lot of people that you see in the limelight, they don't necessarily show the struggle. A lot of what you and I see is just the good times. Yeah. But what a lot of people forget to show is that first year or two, when you're really just trying to figure things out, figure out how you're going to make money, figure out how much you're going to charge, figure out what your consumer wants, those are the times that, you know, you're in the trenches, you're grinding, you're hustling, you're trying to figure it out. And those are when the vast majority of those obstacles come about. So the hardest part of my business is that I'm putting together parties in countries that a lot of people have never even been to. Mm. So in my line of business, there's a lot of drinking involved. A lot of my customers are drunk the vast majority of the time that they're on this trip. Mm. So I need to, as a business owner and as the person that they're confiding in to travel with, I need to provide a service that at all times, five to 10 minutes ahead of the customer. So yeah. I'm constantly on top of groups, making sure, you know, with the driver, where they are, what they're doing, you know, making sure with the homeowner that, you know, is the villa ready for check-in? Is the fridge stocked? Is the chef on the way? Is the maid ready to clean up the rooms, you know, end of like the first morning here? Like things like that. It's very detail oriented. And I'm dealing with a lot of drunk people. So, you know, obviously you're going to have a guy that at 3 in the morning sits by the pool and cracked his head, and you're in, you know, the forest of Costa Rica, and you got to find a way to get this guy to a clinic. So it's like, you know, there's obstacles that I deal with all the time that your traditional business owner doesn't deal with. Mm-hmm. So I would say those are, you know, some of the obstacles, headaches that I've had to deal with over the time with Bido.
Could we just rewind a little? You said you struggled for two years. So what was your first initial break, or, you know, a little breakthrough?
I would say my first breakthrough came when a local, I guess we would call her a local celebrity. She runs, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, the Vixen Army. Her name's Janet Jones. So my first breakthrough was with her. She, you know, I've known her since I was little, and she reached out to me for her bachelorette party. We were probably, you know, only officially in business for maybe 6 months. And she gave me a call, and she told me, you know, I know you guys are small, but I want to give you the shot, and I want you to, you know, show me what you got. And I basically put together a trip for her and 14 friends to Mexico, to Playa del Carmen. And till this day, she tells me it was the best trip of her life. So, you know, that was really our first breakthrough, simply because, so I don't know if you're familiar, but Vixen Army is a workout, a women's workout that's real, real big here in South Florida. They're also all over the U.S. It's like a dance routine workout. You should definitely check that out. But yeah, that was definitely our first break.
So what are some things you've learned as you've grown the business?
One of the most important things I've learned is that although being a business owner, you have to take the lead a lot. You know, I'm constantly leading my team, you know, through different struggles. But the thing that I've learned the most is that you also need to learn from your team. You need to allow for them to give their input at times and explain to you ways that you can better your business. So, you know, it's a matter of being the leader, but at the same time, being able to take a step back, humbling yourself, and allowing for, you know, those that are following you to take the lead every now and then, and then to, you know, show you the light, I guess you call it.
And how many, do you have a lot of employees, or are you starting out with just a small few now?
Yeah, no, so right now we have four local employees, mainly admins and people that are helping me set up, you know, these group packages and things like that. And then we currently have 29 employees throughout our 25 destinations. Mm-hmm. So some of our domestic, so some of the U.S. destinations don't have any local employees just because it's not needed. And then some of our international destinations will have multiple employees. So like in Costa Rica, it's our largest destination. And we've got full-time 6 employees with another 3 that we use part-time whenever, you know, they want to come in and out, whenever we have excess groups. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've currently got 27 right now full-time employees at our destinations, along with 4 full-time here in Miami, at our headquarters. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Greg, you mentioned before that, you know, before you really got into the business, how you traveled for 2 years and just, you know, met with vendors. Could you just speak a little more to that, like as far as what that process was like? How'd you target the vendors that you wanted to meet with? Things of that nature, because we have a lot of listeners who are prospective entrepreneurs, and a lot of people don't know these things. So someone having the vast amount of experience and knowledge that you have, it would be great for them to learn from you.
Absolutely. So it's very easy. So like if you were to compare a first-time vendor call, so what I mean is the first time that I, with Bido, am reaching out to that vendor, if I were to compare the conversation back 5 years ago with that vendor versus the conversation with that same vendor today, it's night and day. When I talk to a vendor for the first time today, and they do their research on us, you know, over 200 five-star reviews, 25 destinations, 10 countries, you know, over 500 successful bachelorette parties, they want to do business with us. Now, rewind 5 years ago, when Bido really didn't exist, imagine how difficult it was for me to have that conversation with those vendors. You know, I was telling these vendors on my vision alone. I was basically explaining to them that there's a void within the market. When I did my research into the bachelorette party scene, there was no such thing as a one-stop shop, no such thing as one phone call that you can make and find out everything that you need to know about your top 5 interested destinations for your party. It didn't exist. There was one company that does Miami, a few companies that does New York, a few companies that does Las Vegas, one or two companies in Costa Rica, but there wasn't one company that you can say, hey, I've got X amount of dollars and X amount of people. We want to be on a beautiful beach and we want to party. What are our options? And that's the reason why I started Vito. So going back to your question of some of the obstacles, you know, early on dealing with these vendors, it's just a matter of portraying to those vendors how hungry you are and how you're not going to stop until you get to where you explain to them you're getting. And, you know, the negotiation process was a lot more difficult back then. The deals that I was presented back then don't even aren't even close to the deals that I get now. But it's just a matter of taking the best opportunity at hand, telling them thank you for your time, and letting them know that they'll be seeing a lot more of you in the coming months, years, and so forth.
What? Oh, you have a question?
No, that was dope. That was really dope.
So, like, we have a friend that's going to get married soon. So if he contacts Vito, what happens? What's the process?
Yeah, so you would go to our website, vitoevents.com. We've got, you know, a tab of destinations, a tab of services. The destinations tab basically explains the 25 destinations that we cover, the good, you know, all the great things about the destination. We even go as far as giving, you know, price index, you know, on how pricey that destination is versus, you know, the common bachelorette party destination. Then we've got a tab that talks about request a quote. That's where the person would go to help you plan the trip. So essentially, we call it the group leader. That's usually the best man, the maid of honor, maybe, you know, a brother, a sister, something like that. It's usually someone really close to the bride or groom. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we work directly with the bride or groom. So they'll go to that form, and they'll basically put in all the information like where they want to go, where they're coming from, how many people in the group, you know, activities that they're interested in, a little bit of information about the groom so that I can get to know, you know, the type of person that the groom is. Just because you got to remember, we get dozens of inquiries every single week, and it's impossible for me to just blanket every single group into the same exact package. Because what happens is, you know, one guy might love beer. He might be a huge beer guy, and he wants to visit all the breweries, and he wants to do all those tours, and he's a beer drinker to the max. And then there might be the other guy who's the liquid drinker who all he wants to do is pop bottles and be in the club. And then you got another guy that he's all about adventure. So he just wants to be fishing, whitewater rafting, zip lining, doing all the excursions. So if I were to just provide a generic package, like all of our competitors do, I'm not servicing that customer. Because at the end of the day, you're only supposed to do this party one time in your entire life. So I'm not providing the best possible service if I'm giving you, you know, what I've given every single group before you. That's not catered service. So what I do is I create the package tailored to the type of person that the bride or groom is so that they can have the ultimate experience.
So, Greg, this might be an odd question, but like this is like I'm an attorney, so this is like where my mind goes. You mentioned earlier about how you deal mostly with a lot of like drunk people and things like that. A lot of this sounds like like you have to manage a lot of risk or manage basically dealing with a lot of people where something dangerous could potentially happen. How do you go about minimizing your risk?
We have a fat line of credit, so we have a big insurance policy that, you know, is just mandatory for any travel company, and that's where it starts. Thankfully, we've been now operating for 3.5 years, and I've never had to use not a penny of that.
Amazing.
Which is great, but more than anything, it starts with education.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation.
Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It starts with just keeping the groups in the know. So what do I tell them? I tell all the groups the same thing. I'm not your father. I'm not your brother. I'm not your husband. I'm not your guardian. I don't care whether you want to get crazy or whether you want to be the most boring person in the world. But what I do care is that you don't put your life in danger. So then I explain to them ways that they can have fun, but whilst remaining under control. And I let them know, if you're at the home, if you're at the villa that you rented for the weekend, and you want to get crazy drunk and you want to act a fool, go ahead, because I know that you're in a safe environment, and my employees are minutes away from you. At the same time, if you're out in the nightclub, if you're out on the streets, don't be an idiot, because I don't have control of what other people in the city do to you. I do have control of everything once you're in the villa, but I don't have control when you're on the streets. So I basically let them know, let loose when you're at the house, when you're on the streets, you know, keep it low-key, nothing flashy, don't attract unwanted attention, just have fun, get in, and get out. That's basically, you know, it's just education more than anything.
Yeah, gotcha. I think I'm honestly like I'm like kind of at a loss of words, because like literally what you're doing and how you started your business, I think essentially it's important for people to recognize that you basically saw something that was missing in the marketplace. Like you said that, you know, someone did this in Las Vegas, someone did this in Miami, and how it was like very limited places, but no one had this one stop shop. And you provided that missing link. Absolutely. In the marketplace.
Absolutely. And people always, when they come up with an idea, they always see the glass half empty rather than half full. And what do I mean by that? People always say, you know, I don't have the money to start a business. I started the business with my own money, not a single investor, nothing. I don't have facilities. I don't have an office. I started this business from my bedroom, from a laptop, nothing else. You know, people will say, I don't have the knowledge to do this. There is no such thing as knowledge on how to start a bachelorette party. It doesn't exist. bachelorette party company. I just learned it from doing it day in and day out. And you know, you start with one group. You know, you gain their approval, the first group, and you know, you let them know, hey, you're my first group. Like, you know, you baby them, you cater to their every need, and then you collect feedback, and then you look over the feedback and you say to yourself, okay, this is what they told me. Now let's make it a little bit better for the next group. And you know, you get the next group and you do the same thing. You kill them with service. and then you collect feedback. And with every single group that we send out, I collect feedback, and I learn what they like, what they don't like, what they would change. And that's honestly, in the service industry, that's what it's all about. Customer is king, and if you're not constantly improving your level of service, it's only a matter of time before you die. Like, in the service world, there's always someone else around the corner that's looking to put you out of business or looking to take up your market share. So you need to always be learning and always be evolving your business.
Wow.
Did you have you spoken to your father? Like, how does he feel about your business? Because it's basically his fault, right?
Yeah. I actually, just last month, as a thank you, I took him and 52 of his closest friends and family members on a trip to Costa Rica.
Wow.
So 54 of us to Costa Rica. I got an entire resort, made it private for them. And that was basically like my thank you.
Okay.
What are some of the most challenging trips you ever had to put together? Because that's such large scale.
It's a lot of people.
That's so much, yeah.
It was difficult, but it wasn't the most difficult. Probably the most difficult that we've had to overcome was a 33-man bachelor party. Ooh. That one was a little bit more difficult just because, once again, they were all drinking the entire time. They're all going different directions, doing different excursions on the same day with different drivers, and, you know, stopping at different restaurants. And you got to remember, it's a lot of moving parts, and I have to have my head on a swivel, and I need to know that every single one of them is happy at all times. That's all I truly care about, is that the customer's happy. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that's my main focus is because I know that if I, what I like to call Bido believers, I know that if I create a Bido believer of every single one of my clients, they're going to come back to their hometown and they're going to tell all their friends, like, this guy's the man, this guy knows exactly what he's doing, you got to travel with him. And word of mouth, like all businesses, is the best way of marketing. Mm-hmm. So as long as you kill the customer with service and you just fulfill all their needs, you know, check all the boxes that they're looking for, your company is going to quickly grow the way that we've quickly grown.
Wow. So amazing. Outside of the fact that, you know, you are like the one-stop shop, what's one thing that you think sets you the most apart away from your competition?
That's an easy question. We offer interest-free financing. So say, for instance, just to use a whole number, say someone comes to us and plans a package for $100, just to use a whole number. Instead of that person that's traveling with us to have to pay $100, they can basically finance that $100 into monthly installments leading all the way up to departure. So, for instance, if you're coming to me in January and you're booking a trip for October 20th, you would essentially be able to pay for $100, you would be able to pay $10 on the 15th of January, the 15th of February, the 15th of March, the 15th of April, all the way until the 15th of October. And guess what? Your trip's paid off and you've only had to pay $10 a month. So essentially, by implementing an interest-free payment plan, people are able to finance these trips without having to break the bank. And then on top of that, we allow for each member of the party to enter into a contract individually with Bido. So instead of one group member, say it's 10 guys and each guy's cost is $100, that's $1,000. Instead of that one guy having to pay the $1,000 to Bido and collect the $100 from everybody else, every member of that party is in direct communication with Bido. So it's individual payment plans.
That's
wow!
Extremely that's innovative awesome. Yeah. And intelligent.
Yeah.
It's a very, very easy system, financially and just, you know, I do all the legwork. You don't basically, once you get that form submitted and I get a quote out to you and you approve that quote, that's it. You send in those forms and your work is done. Mm-hmm. You know, I send out detailed itineraries. I hold the conference calls 2 days before you leave on the trip. I go over the detailed itinerary. I go over the do's and don'ts for that destination. You know, I answer any questions that are remaining. But the biggest thing that, you know, the most difficult part for me is the hiring, just because I have all this knowledge on all the different destinations in my head.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to, you know, to teach somebody all of these destinations and the specifics of those destinations without physically taking them to the destination and showing them. Because, like, it's very easy for me to say, like, oh, the whitewater rafting in, you know, in Panama is amazing, or the fishing in Panama is amazing, versus taking one of my reps to Panama, putting them on the boat, getting a fish on the line, and saying, remember when I told you how amazing this was? And then they could be like, yeah, I get it now. Yeah. And it's so much easier for that person to sell and talk about that experience mm-hmm. once they've lived it.
That makes sense.
But obviously, it's not financially possible for me to send every single one of my employees to every single one of my destinations. So that's the difficult headache that I have to deal with as a business owner.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for your time. I just have one more question for you. What are your plans
Absolutely.
For the company as you look into the future?
So we've got some new things in the works. For our younger crowds, we're currently in the works with several EDM, EDC events companies. We're looking to Smart. Expand into the spring, like spring weekends, spring break trips for college students. But not your cookie-cutter BS that, you know, is out there now. Something more like music festival / vacation for, you know, for that demographic, for your college kids that are 18 to 22. So that's, you know, that's going to be Bido College. And then we're also in the process of launching Bido Europe, which I just brought on staff couple weeks back, Teresa. So she comes from a family travel company that specializes in Europe. She's got 6 years of experience for travel into Europe, and she's starting with us shortly so that we can get Bido Europe off the ground.
Wow! That's so smart.
Wow, man. Best of luck. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with us. We really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, please plug.
Yeah, please let everyone know where they can find you, where they can find Bido, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So the name of the company is Bido Before I Do Events. My Instagram handle for the company is Bido Travel. That's B-I-D-O Travel. You can follow me personally at the Bido Boss on Instagram also. We're also on Facebook as Bido Travel, and our website is BidoEvents.com.
Wow. Gotcha. Greg, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. So let's keep grinding, and if you guys ever got any questions about entrepreneurship, about business, about hustle, you name it, I'm always here. I love meeting out young hustlers like yourself.
Thank you.
Sounds
man.
Good. Hey, man, we were serious about that bachelor party. We're going to get that discount.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just reach out to me. I got you.
All right, man. You, man. Sounds good. You
Continue
have a good night.
Continue success.
All right, fellas. Take care.
All right. Bye. Sheesh.
Wow.
So I hope y'all enjoyed that as much as we did.
Bido, niggas. Yeah, That was surprising.
That was very surprising.
Yeah, we never done that.
Those ones are like
always the most.
Those are always like the ones because you don't know what to expect.
Yeah,
like we didn't know him before. Yeah. Like, you know, Greg is someone who reached out through us through his assistant, asked to be on the podcast.
Yeah, like a month ago.
Yeah, like a month ago. We're like, all right, cool. We got it situated.
We never tested the phone.
Yeah, anything. So we tried something new. We got, you know, we apparently have the capability to have people call in now to do the podcast. But no, that was a very enlightening interview. Very enlightening, very inspiring.
First phone interview.
Yeah. But it was like, I'm like, damn, like, he really was just, you know, saw something and chased it. It was also smart because he was like, he noticed something that was missing.
Missing.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, they have this in Vegas, they have this here in Miami, but I'm going to do this and make sure that I'm a one-stop shop for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And even how he was saying that you have to always be ahead of your competition because, like, someone's always trying to claw at your heels, basically.
Yeah. Like, Bido College.
Bido College, Bido Europe.
So smart.
I'm like, all right.
It's not even like one of, there's a guy where I used to live in co-op. He does trips like this. Like he does Niagara Falls trips. Like he does these New Orleans trips. Like, and it's kind of smart because you reach out to the people who have like the hotels and stuff and you try to get a package deal.
Yeah.
See if you can work something out. And you make money from that. If you invite like 50 people, there's a chance one of those 50 people are going to want more people to come.
Yeah.
And there goes your references right there. You just keep making, like he makes, he doesn't even have to work. He retired, this guy.
That's insane.
This is super smart. This is super smart.
That's insane. So, yeah, if y'all getting married or y'all know someone getting married, need to plan those bachelor and bachelorette parties, make sure y'all hit up Greg Woods at Bido Events, Bido Travel. Before I do.
Yeah. We going to run it to our boy.
Yeah.
We going to tell
him. I'm damn sure going to see you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you might. Yeah,
we're going to Costa Rica. I'm going to fuck who you do. You want to go where? Oh, nah, nigga. We going to Costa.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Shit. That was dope.
Yeah, I mean.
These are the combos that just rejuvenate your spirit. Like,
I'm not even going to lie. I was like, I felt like he was just talking directly to my soul.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
He's out there again.
Like, traveling too.
I'm like, so you just did it? Like,
yeah.
You know, that shit sounds so simple, but it's similar to like what we were talking about last week on Minimal Living episode, where it's like, people just, you just have to put yourself out there and just not be afraid to fail. Like, he was like.
And he did for two years. He just, no traction, he said, really.
Yeah.
But 2 years.
Like, I'm going to do this in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Rather than looking at all the negatives and what I don't have, I'm going to look at what I do have.
Yeah. It's a good lesson. It doesn't come overnight.
Yeah.
Even your family, too. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. His dad just told him something, like, angrily. He could have just took it a different way and did something else. But,
that's
like,
so
he
true.
Listened to him.
That is so true.
You sending 54 people to Costa Rica.
He sent his dad to Costa Rica.
Private resorts.
And that ain't even his toughest trip.
Wait.
He said, I should have
asked about this, but. My pops and got 52 damn friends.
Right, yes, I swear friends. I was thinking.
I was like, well, these Facebook friends? Like, where the fuck you get 52 friends from? Sound like a fucking high school reunion. I was like,
yeah, that is funny as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Nah, it definitely was a dope interview.
Yeah.
Nothing. Trying to get these niggas cues off air. They like, what?
All I had was whispers and him doing some magic hand movements.
Yeah. No, I said, do y'all have anything else y'all want to discuss?
No.
Nah, Greg.
Yeah. We're going to let this one be Greg's episode.
Yeah.
This
week was dry anyway.
Yeah, it was a dry week. It wasn't really much to discuss. And we never want to just prolong episodes for the sake of prolonging episodes.
Yeah.
No, so I mean, I really hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as we did. I feel like, hope it hit you guys the same way it hit us. It's very enlightening. And as we said before, if you guys, you know someone getting married, or if you're getting married, hit them up. Make sure y'all check out
Highly Rated.
Yeah. Yep. Highly Rated, great destinations, one stop shop for everything. So yeah, make sure y'all do that. As always, make sure y'all keep listening to the podcast. Check us out. We got the webcast in the works. We should have that coming pretty soon. Next couple of weeks, we have the webcast. The webcast.
I was letting you cook.
You going to let me cook, nigga? Nah, see, you see these niggas? You got to correct me. I'm out here talking
webcast.
Freely.
Webcast.
The webcast.
Oh, it sound fire. So
remember the pimp website he said last week? On Sunday, he says, I'm pimp are you or something. Pimp are us.
Oh, instead of pimpa, I was like, pimpa.
Instead of pimpa.
My brain is fried. It's all over the place. But yes, got the website coming.
Yeah, we really finally have the website.
So yeah,
coming.
Make sure we'll make sure to let y'all know when the website officially launches. Keep checking out the YouTube page.
Yeah,
we got full length eps up there now. So go right now and check them out. We'll have this episode up as well. Keep rating, sharing, subscribing, all that good stuff. You know, we appreciate the love and support. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.